We need to put this on the podcast. Just the word polythropple. That literally sounds like something out of like Alice in Wonderland.
Oh no! It's the dreaded polythropple.
Hello. Shh! Quick, everybody hide. It's a polythropple.
That sounds like Harry Potter. Does it not?
Yeah.
That's very funny.
No, it's not funny. It's fucking infuriating that there's people in this world that say the words polythropple.
Right.
And don't lose their minds like I just did hearing it.
Yeah.
For anyone to say that genuinely without laughing
or
should
vomiting?
Be taken out back and shot.
Right.
No. I'm sorry. No. Just fucking be like, I'm in a relationship with two people. Polythropple.
Well, that's probably me putting the wrong verbiage on it, not their mistake.
I bet it's not.
No.
I bet it's not.
I know.
Polythropple, fucking mongoloids.
It is the word. I mean, that's the fucking word.
Oh, I can't wait to tell Preston about the word polythropple because he is going to lose his fucking mind.
Yeah,
about
he's
that.
Oh, he's yeah, it's gonna be through the roof. I mean,
talk about MRs. He's gonna get.
Ooh. I know he's gonna be real upset. No, I mean, I tried that, and this is for, we got to read a Jamalam. We got a great episode.
Oh, I don't want to include much of this. I'm sorry, you guys.
We're including the word fucking polythropple. I'll say it every other word if
yeah,
I have to.
Just leave it. We got to go. We have to leave, but this is a real conversation, and we're planning. But I will say this. I tried it. I attempted it with my first guy that I was dating a while ago, the Uber daddy that I don't see anymore. And we tried, but it is difficult.
It's hard.
I mean, it's difficult with two people in a relationship.
Right.
Exactly.
That's why
that's
I just
want to
love one person
it's
well.
It's not even the fucking or like the, it's just like the
no,
like,
it's the
I barely can have a conversation with the three of you assholes for an hour. And I'm like, let's go.
Exactly.
We're at the end of an hour.
Well, and you got to cuddle. You got to spend time. You got to like, and then you got to make sure it's even.
I can only rub my butt on one person at a time. Okay. I can't be running around the city, rubbing my butt
well,
all over
get to
all,
the bottom
all
of
my
thruples. How people do this.
All right. Let's read this Jamalam.
This is a unique Jamalam.
Jamalam.
And I know who this person is. I'm not going to say their name because when I was doing the morning show.
What's happening?
I know who this is, but I'm not going to say their name.
No, I know, but the singing all of a sudden was very...
Because I started talking about my morning show. Well, I just said, you guys, we've been recording together for over an hour. I'm mentally checked out. I'm out. I'm gone.
Oh, I was mentally checked out before we started recording. Yeah. So.
Oh, I'm mentally checked out. I heard polythropple and I went right to fantasy land. So I'm like, da 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 da, dancing around.
Yeah, because I was, the dreaded polythropple. No. Harry Potter. Someone get Harry Potter to fight the polythropple.
I mean, Harry Potter was virtually.
I know. In my head, I'm casting spells and singing songs and dancing around the school halls. Looking for the next polythropple. If I find a baby polythropple, I'll kill it.
Ooh, if you find a baby polythropple, you get thrice wishes.
Ooh.
Okay. God. This is a Jamalam.
What is this Jamalam?
Fuck this shit. Not this Jamalam, this truple nonsense. Okay. So this is a weirdly anonymous Jamalam because she is ashamed to be a listener.
No, she has humility. Yeah.
It's really
and
great.
And I respect that.
It is
she's
pretty
ashamed
great.
To be. She will read it, but she's explicitly is like, out, "Please like, do not read
yeah,
my name
like,
on air."
Because Vanessa, shout out, hey again, we were DMing. So Vanessa slid into my DMs on Instagram and we're sexting. How come no one said, "Don't please don't"? I'm joking. Please don't send me a picture of your pussy. I like the relationship the way it is. But most of the time, when people listen to a podcast or a show and they like the people and then you say their name, they get excited and they're like, oh great. Yeah. Say my name. And that's cool. And like, you know, went and you saw, and we like visited people and they think it's cool. This person is like, I love your show. I swear to God, if you identify me in any way, shape or form, I will show up to your house with a cease and desist.
See, I love that.
And
I
this person
that.
Is Meghan Markle.
She's
sorry,
saying.
Meghan. Sorry.
Duchess.
Okay. Popcorn Wendy.
Hi, all. Love the podcast. Wendy and Megan are hilarious. And Steven, I just hope you one day feel okay about your age since you're only going to get older.
Well, that day is today.
Doesn't
I was
happen in
say,
a, I know.
This is quite timely.
See? Yeah. And then.
He's not okay with it.
No, I'm not okay with it. I'm going to
But
die,
he did so. Admit it.
Yep.
And then she reiterated it doesn't happen in reverse. Just to really hit the point home. Popcorn, Megan.
Okay. I don't have anything specific to shout out, which is good because we never have anything specific to talk about on this podcast. So right. That is convenient. Happy and preferably, in parentheses, not to be mentioned at all, comma, please don't say my name.
Thank you.
Free money. Yay.
Yay. Thank you guys for the Jam-a-lams. That means a lot.
That's probably my very most favorite one.
Every new one again, is our most favorite.
They're all my favorites, yeah. But the fact that she just straight up goes, happily and preferably not to be mentioned at all. And then she thought about it for a second, went, you know what? Please don't say my name. Just do not say my name.
Please don't say my name.
Yeah, it's free money. This is a more shameful Jam-a-lam than I ever felt getting slipped an envelope of cash from a man in a hotel.
It's a regretful Jam-a-lam.
I know.
They're all regretful. Yeah. For the and people who paying for them.
But this is because a lot of times those, you know, at least they like take you to dinner, they make a little eye contact with you. But this is like, here's some money. Fucking don't look at me when we go back to the party. Here's money for a car ride home. If you acknowledge me in the slightest, this never happened. We never met.
I will murder you.
Aww, we appreciate your Jam-a-lam.
I know. Again, thank you so much. We love you.
Congrats to you and Harry.
And guys, thanks to everyone that's been sharing the podcast and letting your friends know about it and sharing the videos and sharing that.
Oh,
really,
yeah. And I know
that's
so dumb, but like great. Rate or review so it or whatever. Review.
Yeah. Rate or review. That helps. And yeah, thank you for listening to it. See, I'm gone. I'm singing now.
Go catch yourself a throuple.
It's 9:30 at night here and I'm sober. That's just a heads up for people listening. That's crazy.
If you drink the blood of a polythropple, 10 times more drunk than you've ever been in your life.
Boom.
Well, then start the episode and let's skip our way to a polythruple. I'm trying to be sincere and share a personal story. The Listen In campaign will launch. Oh, Jesus Christ. The Listen In campaign will launch March 1st as part of the
May
Better.
May 1st.
Let me try this again. I'm riffing. This is going to be extra funny because of what we're talking about on the show, which is
exactly
me cold
reading. Let's just
read it.
Let's not riff it. Let's just Bill Burr cold read it.
All right, go. You start.
Okay. An estimated 5% of the world's population, that's 328 million adults and 32 million children, have disabling hearing loss. And the impact of hearing loss not only affects them as an individual, but their family, community, rest of their country, and the whole damn world. Popcorn and Wendy.
Thank you, Megan. That's why the Listen In campaign is going to launch May 1st as part of the Better Hearing Month. Their goal is to help Starkey Hearing Foundation raise $25,000 for their next round of global outreach. Okay, so you can find out more about how to donate and help the Starkey Hearing Foundation. How about the Starling Speaking Foundation?
There we go.
We've got the link here in the episode notes, so click on there, donate, help as much as you can, and let's get these people hearing and listening to Jammers.
Yes, Selfish Owl.
Yeah.
That link is listeningcampaign.org. Just saying.
Thanks, Dad.
Wait, what's the show? Jammers, the Selfish Health Podcast. Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And?
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
Real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Normally when we do this, it's first thing in the morning.
Yeah, we don't usually get evening, Megan.
Yeah, I haven't been at work all day.
I know. And now
actually, I wore makeup to work.
This is the welcome. Ooh. Welcome to Jammers.
The sexy
after
jam.
Dark.
Yeah. Ooh. We're taking calls.
It's going to be a bunch of old people fucking.
We're taking calls and requests. Feel free to tell us about your breakups, your abortions, and we'll play a Celine Dion song that fits the mood perfectly.
It'll just be My Heart Will Go On, whether it's an abortion or a breakup.
That was one of my favorite things. You know, those like the Delilah.
Oh, I love Delilah.
So Delilah, I remember one time, this is when I lived in Florida. I was driving to a show and I'm like, I love Delilah. And she goes, all right, we're going to go ahead and read an email from a listener, and she had not pre-read it. She may have skimmed over it, but she for sure did not pre-read it. She's like, we're going to go ahead and take a call for or read an email from a listener. Dear Delilah, and essentially it was just like, this woman was telling her, I just had my third abortion, and I... She's like, I'm going through a rough time. Oh, aren't we all? We're here for you. Anyway, her third abortion. Okay. Well, and then she goes, all right, well, I'm gonna read the rest of this off the air and maybe, but you know what? This one goes out to you. And she played Hey Soul Sister. Yes. From that jazz rock band.
So then it's
Train.
Wait, so it's like, I also am coming off my third abortion. Like,
right. And Soul Sister. And maybe it's about our dead babies who are soul sisters in heaven. All right.
We'll catch. Oh, that would have been amazing. If she's just like trying to like scramble to make it make sense when it comes back on air.
You guys would make the best Delilah host.
Those three aborted children, they would have been beautiful young girls. Now they're beautiful young girls in heaven.
My heart will go on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so this is the sexy nighttime.
Wow.
Nighttime jammers.
I am into it.
I am not wearing a bra, per usual. So don't worry. Not that much has changed.
Neither am I. Did you wear a bra to work?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to. I guess I
really?
Don't have to.
No.
I won't tomorrow. I'll see what happens.
Yeah, see how much money you make and or if you get fired.
Pull these wang danglers out. Just be like, am I making more? Oh, no, less. I'm making less money.
I'm making less money. Her service is actually better. She murdered two people. Her tits hit two customers, two babies.
So we got our table faster. Right. It was great.
But she killed two people with her tits. They're much bigger than they look in that bra. They were swinging around.
They're also very heavy.
Yeah.
Deceptively heavy, like hammers, just like two dangling hammers.
That's how we ever did a movie where we were like superheroes, or you know, like they have
that would be my superpower, hammer tits.
You have hammers in your tits, and I have guns in my pussy, and that's how we like break. Like a lot of people are like, "Ooh, I can pick a lock with a bobby pin," and you're like, "We have weapons in our sex organs."
Well, no. I pick a lock with a bobby pin is more of like a MacGyver type thing, but you guys actually would have superhero powers, like Avenger powers.
Yeah, I can smash a lock with my fucking heavy ass hammer tits.
Yeah. And then I shoot who's ever behind the door with my pussy guns.
Hulk tits and pussy guns.
That's jammers. All hammer tits and pussy guns.
I know.
Oh, what's my superhero power?
Oh, God. Oh, my God. These bites are you fucking bum every, killing me.
You bum everybody up so they fall asleep. There's a security guard hammer and we're
tits,
like...
Hammer tits, pussy guns, and bummer town.
Yeah, we're just like... We're like, oh, there are three guards. We don't have enough guns.
He just
guns.
Starts talking.
Yeah. Quick, Steven, go ask him what came first, being born or security. Ask him about the arc of their shift.
He just gives people aneurysms. He asks them a question. They're like, what? I just want to answer this.
It's like the opposite of like the videos, like the promo videos that Steven does, the flashy videos where you're like, oh, if you have epilepsy, he's the opposite. He's so boring that people just, their brain shut down for the opposite reason. They're like,
exactly.
There's literally no stimulation. There's less than no stimulation happening.
Just being lulled into a coma. Oh, I have this bite on my inner thigh, fellas.
Wow.
But it really, like last night, we went and saw John Prine.
Oh.
Which was a really good show. And I was so itchy. And I was sitting there. And I was like, this looks like I'm itching my pussy, like to anyone behind me. Because I was just like, oh, like really getting in there. It's on my thigh. It's not in my pussy.
And doing your math.
See, I'm doing it now. Like, look at my arm. You can see my arm.
It looks like you're rubbing. It looks like you're jerking off your clit.
But like very frustratedly. Like,
yeah, because I'm making like a face while I'm doing this. Oh, terrible.
Hammering your tits, screwdriver in your clit. Just like... It's a lot of metal on metal.
Yeah.
Wait, the bug bites, is that still from New Orleans?
Yeah.
How many bites do you
attacked.
Have?
I got like 10 probably.
So Megan was in New Orleans.
Shout out.
It was great, except these terrible bug bites that I have.
Are they all mosquitoes? Did you get them all one night or like progressively?
Yeah, I got them all one night.
Ooh, what were you doing? Really,
we were outside watching a jazz trio. It was really fun. It was really fun.
Was it good?
And,
jazz, I can't
stand
get...
up bassist.
But, New Orleans jazz is different though. I mean, it's a whole other world.
Oh yeah, it was great. It was really, they were better. And then like the guy after them was this like real douchey, like blues rock. Like, what's the guy? What's the famous white
John Mayer? Blue,
no.
Joe Stevie Satriani. Ray Vaughan.
It was like very like Stevie Ray Vaughan-y, which like I'm not mad about, but I'm like, no.
Oh, okay. Disappointed.
But yeah, so we like sat outside for like 2.5 hours, and then I got all these bites, and I'm miserable.
Yeah, you know what it looks like? It doesn't look like you're rubbing your pussy from this. It looks like you're playing the ham bone. It looks like you're doing some
ham, which is
yeah. So influenced by New Orleans.
Yeah,
I've become the spoon man.
Oh, I am. I'm ham boning now. I'm a ham boner. That's what I do now.
Yeah.
Moving to New Orleans.
When you scratch your nose, so are you putting anything on them? Apple cider vinegar.
Nothing
what are you
works.
Doing?
Nothing works. I've tried literally. I've tried all the bullshit holistic stuff like hydrocortisone. Nothing works. Only thing that works is like ice. Just putting ice.
Digging
like
your fingernails
cold.
Into it.
Yeah. Ripping my flesh off. That works great.
That's
having
what, you know,
giant
medicine.
Lumps of flesh hanging off my body. Well, that really makes me feel better.
They're like, we preferred her when she was killing people with her tits at work. She's like, you have two options. Either you let me come into work and serve eggs with no bras, or I'm going to have flesh eating virus. I got to rip this thing off my thigh.
Cut immediately at a table. How do you want your eggs? But New Orleans was great. It was a super fun city. Ate a lot of food. Didn't get drunk.
No. Really?
Got drunk once. It's too hot. It was like 95 and super humid, hence the bites. It's like you don't want to. We got drunk the first, but that was because all I ate was two plain peanut packets all day. And then I had three vodkas, which I think in New Orleans is like seven vodkas.
Yeah, they do. I know, because I know you guys went to like a fancy. They did like something really fancy with it. This is some old people shit. They made reservations.
Yeah, we're a boring old couple.
They made reservations early at restaurants, like before they went. How was that? Which was the fancy one you guys went to the first night?
Arnaud's. I don't know. It starts with an A. It was really good. It was super...
Just so
super
trashy.
Fancy.
Ooh, it's just welcome to Arnaud's. I think you mean Arnaud's. Wink, wink.
Yeah. They're like, please leave. I did throw up multiple times from overconsumption of food, not alcohol. So that
really?
Was, that it's I just so heavy and I'm like not used to, and it's hot.
Yeah.
And if you don't do it all the time, all of a sudden you're like just pounding it and you're like, well, I have to do this. This is why we came here.
Well, and all Preston wanted to do was eat. Literally, like the entire trip was planned around him. He ordered I told Wendy he ordered soft shell crab three separate times. That's how old and boring we are.
Yeah,
it's just like how many places gonna get soft shell crab? That's what we're doing on vacation.
Well, Preston's got a weird metabolism where like he doesn't gain weight and he can constantly shovel food in his gullet.
Exactly.
He does, yeah.
It's upsetting.
And I'm just like, this is heavy.
Yeah.
That's how I roll.
Yeah, no, it's super upsetting just to watch him eat. Like, I like Preston, and that was the first time that I met him. I was like,
oh, it's so annoying.
This son of a bitch. I'm like, oh, he's probably one of those people who like is just like anorexic, you know?
Nope.
My ex, and he's not anorexic, but who listens to the show, my ex, Steve, he's very thin, but he actively would like count calories and like exercises a lot.
Yeah.
He's very, so I remember I was like, oh God, Preston's one of these assholes. But then I was like, oh, he's a different kind of asshole.
Yeah, he's genetically better than me.
Right.
Fuck
yeah,
this guy.
I had an ex girlfriend that was like that.
It's
like
a
she
nightmare.
Would just, she would pound the craziest food. But it was the same thing because Preston was a gymnast when he was a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was a dancer. It was the same thing.
Yeah.
It's like they have this metabolism built in from a childhood.
From being molested by coaches.
Yeah, from being molested. Exactly.
They're just running. They're constantly anxious that someone's going to try to put something in their asshole.
Trying to rape them. So they're just like burning calories right, all the time.
They're like a little hummingbird. They're just eating and keeping their asshole closed.
Constantly moving. So constantly moving.
Right. We got to find a way to rub. We can't shit because anytime your asshole opens, someone tries to put something in there. This is what we learned as children. So they're
burn it off. Just burn it off. Just burn it off.
That's fun. Oh my God. I threw up the other night, but it was a combination of a lot of food and then drinking and just being tired. I didn't even drink that much, but I had chocolate cake and I was like, it was like on top of a lot of food and I was so tired and I felt good. And I'm like, yeah, I'll have a couple bites of dessert. And I came out, I just like almost threw up on the street.
Yeah, that's what I know. When we were walking home from dinner, I was like, oh.
Oh no, that's the
worst.
And
then like we got to the room and I was like, ugh. And the same thing, we had chocolate mousse for dessert.
Yeah.
After like all this heavy food. And I was like, it was so fucking good.
Cause how often do you do like heavy desserts
anymore? It was worth tasting it twice.
Yeah. That's if you're going to do a dessert. Yeah. Now we know the cheerleaders listening. You already know this. So go ahead and tune out and do something else. Right, Megan? Fuck those sluts.
Shove a dick in your mouth. Throw it up.
Those slutty fucking cheerleaders. Listen, you teenagers, go practice your stretches.
You whores.
Go do the splits for your stepfathers, you whores. This is for the regular people. This is for the fatties and the druggies. Fun people like us.
Yeah. Fatty druggies.
If you're gonna eat a bunch of food and binge, if you can top it off with like a sweet something, like an ice cream, you can puke up like almost the whole meal and the sweet. You don't even get like
that's
the spice.
Such a bad
well, I think
tip.
I used to.
This
used
is a selfish to,
I
think, help.
I,
mean,
I know.
This is selfish help at its finest. I think we've talked about this in high school when we were both bulimic separately, yeah. When the world was bringing us together, but it would take 10 more years for that to happen. Me and my friend who were like bulimia buddies, it was In-N-Out was like the jam.
Yeah.
Because we'd get In-N-Out, like a cheeseburger and animal style fries, and then a shake, chocolate shake. And the gross thing was like, I don't know if it was all the dairy, but it would just come up in like a ball. Like
yeah.
It would just be like a yeah. solid.
And yeah, it's so gross. And yeah, it's the best feeling because you'd be like, you feel it coming up and you're like, who? And it's like, who? Yes. If you can imagine.
Oh, I wish people could see your faces right now.
The only way I can describe the feeling
what,
is
beautiful.
You know, yeah, it's beautiful. For yeah, like when you're playing pinball, and there's a reference for you, Steven.
Oh, please.
Or skee ball, when the ball's low and you see him down, and then it kind of like moves up to the into the spot. That's what it feels like. You can feel it kind of moving up, and you're like, here we go. Get ready to play, kids. Get ready. Get your handle on the flipper or flusher. See, bulimia is a lot like pinball. Actually,
it right. is.
Yeah,
actually,
when you put it like that.
That's what pinball is. That's your mini sport. Pinball's mini bulimia.
Yeah, Steven, get episodes. Into bulimia.
Yeah, it took us 7 episodes to figure that out, but we did it.
Figure that out sooner.
We tie up all loose ends.
Right.
It just might take us a while.
Right. But at some point, one point or another.
Oh my God. Oh, I passed out in New Orleans. That was one thing that happened.
What?
That was really cool. Yeah. Like the morning we left at breakfast.
Oh, sorry.
Well, and yeah, I'm sure that didn't help. I'm sure the poison coursing through my body.
Yeah. The venomous poison.
Yeah. It was really scary. It was really scary. And I was so embarrassed.
Where were you?
So embarrassed. We were at breakfast. It was the morning we left. So like nothing, like the night before we were so tired. Cause it was last night there. We like got back to the room at like 9. Didn't do anything. Didn't go out drinking late or anything. So it's not like I was hungover. And we're sitting there and I was like, I don't feel well. And then our food came and I was like, okay, maybe I just need to eat. And so I had egg whites because I haven't been doing enough of that.
Right.
So I was eating my egg white omelet.
I feel like sick. I feel like I'm going to throw up. You know what I could go for? Do you have like a soft shell crab omelet?
With like a bechamel, right. like a yeah. nice bechamel on top.
That'll probably help me. My tum-tum feel better.
But then, yeah, so then I had like a few bites and then I was like, babe, I feel like I'm gonna pass out. And then next thing, Preston was like standing next to me, like holding my shoulders and had like.
Did you get like the cold feel, that weird, it's so weird when that happens.
Oh, I was like drenched in sweat.
Yeah.
I've never passed out.
I passed out.
I mean, when like
sober.
That's
happened to me once in my life.
You know what? I passed out.
But it was like, I was really hungover and I hadn't eaten the night before.
When I see blood stuff in movies, I pass out. It's real weird. Like I went to go, this is fucked up, but went to go see this heroin documentary when I was like, you know, a couple years ago, whatever. Casually went to go see this heroin documentary, God, as I would do. I felt sick in the middle of it, and I got up to walk to the bathroom, and I cold passed out, and the movie theater people freaked out.
They're like, they were God, he's nodding off. We got someone OD.
They were like, obviously, he's on heroin. Yeah. He came to this movie. Like,
you're not thin enough. You're not thin enough, Steven. Why don't you keep being sad and keep hitting yoga, and then maybe someone's going to think you're on heroin.
Hey, I had a very large heroin addict boyfriend, so it's
really
possible. Yeah.
Wow.
Anything's no, it's true. I do. If I stop doing drugs, I actually will like get thinner, but because you're not bloated from putting drugs in your body.
From the drugs. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So keep going. So you're in a heroin theater and you passed out.
So I'm in a heroin theater and I passed out and the people that managed the theater freaked out because they assumed I was on heroin watching this like documentary that only 10 people would go see.
And then you were like, no, I just like get nervous.
I don't like blood.
No,
I don't like needles.
I'm
cool. Way to go
needles.
See a documentary on heroin.
That's the other thing. Whenever I get blood. Needles just pass out. I pass
so
out.
So then why watch a documentary about heroin addiction?
Because I was trying
it's
to be that
needles.
Guy, and I'm so obviously not. But
what's
you know.
That guy? Yeah, what the guy mean? That I doesn't just, do drugs but watches documentaries.
No,
on
I just like dark, weird shit, you guys. Jeez.
No, but apparently you don't.
No, I don't.
You but you don't. Out. You want to. You want to like to, dark, but
when
you
I was
don't.
Younger, I was trying to really scratch that itch. It's not true to who I am, and so my body told me so by shutting the fuck down.
That's so funny. Like just that you're amazing. Trying to be cool, and you're like, I'm going to this indie heroin thing. I'll catch you losers later. Go have fun drinking alcohol and putting poison in your body. I'm
and then
watch.
He's like, needles.
I know.
Can't we just go play pinball?
This is why I can't do drugs, you guys.
Maybe if there was like a pinball game about heroin.
Yeah, that's got to exist, right? That's got to exist. Yeah,
I mean, there's a Big Lebowski. I think that's about as close as you're going to get.
What?
I know that's not heroin, but.
You drink white Russians.
But how is that as close? Yeah.
I'm trying to think of any other like drug culture pinball machine, and I can't think of one.
Any pinball machine based on any heavy metal band, right?
Yeah. Yes. What do you have? Like we have like Metallica and AC/DC.
I don't know. Ryan Adams has a bunch, and if you're listening to the podcast, Ryan, hey, which you for sure is not in a relationship.
No. Ryan
Adams has like heavy metal band like inspired pinball machines in his house. That I've seen on Instagram.
Yeah. which I saw when I broke in and jerked off all over everything he owns.
When I used the guns in my pussy. I couldn't pick a lock with a bobby pin, but I was able to use a small gun. I took the safety out of my gun. Yeah, when I broke in. But yeah, so those are all drug related.
I feel like those are custom done, though. I feel like he doesn't have stock pinball machines. I feel like Ryan Adams commissioned an artist to make his... drug pinball machines. I could be wrong on that, but
you're probably
I'm pretty
wrong.
Sure.
Star Trek, we had a Star Trek pinball machine, old school.
Nothing
in my,
to do with drugs.
They were all probably on drugs. The cast was on drugs.
No, because the Star Trek sure. Future Society was all about diplomacy and like leveling out. It wasn't about drugs at
they
all.
They were playing characters.
That's not a documentary. You know, that's not a documentary.
No,
right?
I know.
Exactly. That's how the only way you convince yourself to like it and watch it is because like, I don't want mainstream shit. I only watch dark stuff. And he's like, but Star Wars and Star Trek are so cool. What if I just tell myself they're a documentary and everybody in them is on heroin. Star Wars isn't a major blockbuster. It's about this one Ewok who can't get dope.
Oh, there's a Dolly Parton pinball machine.
Are you just looking up pinball machine?
Yes. There's one with a bunch of strippers.
There is a lot of pinball machines just about.
What did you
girls.
Put in for the Google search?
Aerosmith. What my Google search was drug pinball machine.
There is an Aerosmith pinball machine. My favorite pinball machine. There's a pinball machine called Dr. Dude that's literally just about this nerdy guy getting X-ray glasses so he can see girls naked. That's the entire plot. That's as close
see, that's
as I think
worse.
You're gonna
get. I would rather play a pinball machine about someone trying to go pick up heroin.
Yeah.
Right. But I like how your story is that it's someone trying to pick up heroin. I guess that's what you would do.
Yeah, mine is not like about the police trying to catch the drug addict. That was, mine is like the drug addict winning.
Yeah, that was such a specific. I mean, I'd rather play a pinball game about someone trying to pick up and score, go home and just like, you know, take a load off.
Yeah.
It would just be train spotting. It would work. Be train spotting if nice. Train spotting had a pinball machine.
That would be great.
There is not a train spotting pinball machine. I am 100% sure of it.
I know, because you would have already
I
had
would
it,
know.
And you would have tried to legally marry it. You would have tried to put your dick inside of it.
And then I would have passed out.
It's not looking good.
No.
No, because pinball machines are made for kids.
Oh, the doctor.
That is not true.
That's not true.
Don't play pinball anymore.
It's made for 13-year-old boys, but.
No, now it's made for
old men.
Question mark aged
rooms.
Men.
Yes.
Because fucking children are busy jerking off and playing actual cool murder games.
Right. Children are watching
in the
porn.
Comfort of their own
they don't
bedrooms.
Need pinball.
Right. And a lot of kids are taking it, not even the games. A lot of these kids, I don't know if you people are watching the news lately, are bringing guns to school and just doing it for real. And I hate to bring it, but I had to say, I'm not going to not say it. If we're talking about kids playing murder games on their phone, they got better things to do. We're over here joking about having guns in our pussies, you know.
They really have guns in their pussies.
I know. These millennials. Ooh, now I get why everyone's so upset about them.
With their avocado toast and their pussy guns at school. It's just crazy.
That's the problem is they got too
What's
many
going
omegas.
On with the kids?
Yeah, that's too much healthy food. So their brains are so advanced. So they're just aging up and going like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, this is not, things are not going well. And they're like, They're just violently depressed at an early age. We got to cut off the nutrients, just Lunchables for everybody. Keep them nice and dumb until they're like
Doritos, Lunchables.
Yeah.
Ecto Cooler, bring it back.
They right. Come around.
Fruitopia.
Man,
where are all the Fruitopia
machines?
Those kids
could save the world.
I know. And not to call back to our very first episode, but I'm going to do it. Get vodka back in the school. That's the title of our first episode.
You just brought that full story. You just had a year long callback.
I know. We've been doing the show for like a year.
Now the podcast is over. We've literally been doing it for a year just to get to that point to say that.
We so just wanted,
thanks for listening, guys. We did it.
It's been inception. So great. We'll see you in some dumb movie theater that plays only black and white movies about drugs.
I'll be passing out from heat exhaustion in the corner. Steven will be on the floor passed out because someone had a needle.
Yeah.
And Wendy will just be...
I mean,
pulling a gun out of her pussy and breaking locks.
Yeah, well, what I'll do is I'll just use the gun to get free snacks. I'm going to hold up the guy at the front. I forgot. Yeah, there was just another shooting. Well, what are you going to do? You know, everything's going to
shit
anyway.
There's literally a shooting every fucking week at this point. It's ridiculous.
It's upsetting.
I forgot there was another shooting. Just always assume there was a shooting.
Yeah.
It's at that point. Just if you can't think if there was one, odds are there was.
Assume there was one and then apologize right after you make whatever gun joke you're going to make. Because don't stop. Can I tell you that I did, I don't know, did we talk about this in the last one, the rape show that I did?
No, I don't think we did.
I don't think so.
While we're talking about. Yeah. So the... As far as the joke thing, oh my God, this episode, here's what we're doing for this episode. We don't have a guest. We didn't do a challenge last week. We've been doing the show for a year.
We did a challenge. The challenge was for me to go to New Orleans, eat lots of heavy food, throw up numerous times, and pass out of heat exhaustion. So challenge completed.
And I kind of did that without even trying. I overate and vomited. And it was chocolate too. So challenge completed. We're doing this is kind of like a fuck around. Honestly, we just want to talk to each other. And so you have to listen to it and we're going to try to be inspirational. Well,
first of all, you don't have to listen.
Yes,
to
you
it.
Do. You already,
but please do. Please do.
Oh, this isn't like radio in the 40s or like TV in the 40s. Where
you
like,
don't have a choice.
We're not the only option.
There's
on
one channel.
That's how we're going to get listeners.
Could you imagine if this was people's only option for entertainment?
Oh my God. Amazing.
I wish we could just jam this in people. Like, this is what you have.
If this was the only option for entertainment, the government, instead of people being like, we need more gun laws, they'd be like, we need stronger gun laws, stricter. Like everyone needs at least three guns because
we go after these three idiots.
Right.
One gun for each person on this terrible podcast.
Yeah. Really, that's our only option.
Yeah, we cannot survive if this is our only option for entertainment. Now, I did the rape show and I just can't, like, I have a hard time. It was not a show, LOL, where we didn't act out, we raped people, but we're doing the rape jokes that I did like years ago. It's very weird. They just, and I'm worried about how they're going to edit the documentary or if they're going to cut me out completely. Because I did the jokes, but it was really funny because the chick that went up, it sold out like 200 tickets. People were there and I was like, oh, cool. And everyone that went up, the host was like, all right, give it up for this person. This person is a sexual assault survivor. It's a weird way to bring someone, like, get ready because this bitch was raped.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
But the first three comics had not been assaulted. They just like had one-liners about rape.
Oh, that's weird.
Or like they had been sexually assaulted or like molested, but they just like... the whole thing was fucking so weird. And they were trying to get me to say like, Wendy, don't you think it's terrible if anyone makes a rape joke and they've never been raped? And I'm like, I don't know. Is it a funny joke?
Exactly.
I had to
never limit joking about anything.
No. And that's why. And she was like, well, don't. And I had to be like, yeah, I was like really angry. And part of it, when I realized how she was swinging the documentary, I said, I don't want to be involved in this other Q&A thing. I had to pull myself. I go, as a comedian, I can't get on board with this because you're just being too cunty. But it was fun to watch the first three people be brought out as like, okay. And then when the host came back, Vanetta Schofield, who's very funny, she walks back and she goes, okay, Wendy, you're next. I know you've been raped. And I go, yes. And she's like, thank God. I was like, fuck.
Finally, someone who's been raped. God.
Jesus.
What do you have to do to get a raped woman on stage here? This is insane.
I know. But even those people, you're talking about them like making gun jokes or like jokes about anything. These people paid to see a show where people were going to talk about when they got raped. And I like walked on stage and I thought, I was like, this is either going to go really well or not at all.
What was the audience like? I mean,
fucking, they wanted to just sit and kumbaya and pat themselves on the back. I'm sure they know that's if you're listening, came to the show and you're listening, there were a lot of really great audience members. And I'm sure they wanted.
And you were definitely one of them if you were listening.
Yeah, if you're listening to the Jammers. So, and you, Jesus. Oh yeah. I'm like, oh, pandering. Hold on. Wait a minute. Pandering. This is what happens when I'm rested and not drinking. I had one shot of vodka before I came.
You should have had six.
But the problem is I worked out and I've been on like anti-anxiety. I'm taking like mellow, like calm your shit down shit.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so, working great.
It's okay. Isn't it? This is the evening
I'm
show.
So relaxed that I'm like, oh, the people that bought tickets to the show, fuck them. You who the fuck?
Oh, this is so sexy.
But they were fine, but it was...
Nice backpedaling. No, it was fine crowd.
But it was just weird to walk out and they're just looking at you. And I was like, what a weird, I felt very creepy. And so I did call them out and it worked. Thank God. But I just called them a bunch of perverts and sick fucks. I'm like, you sick fucks. You paid to watch a bunch of ladies talk about when they got raped. You should be ashamed of yourself. And they laughed and then they held back. And I was like, if they don't laugh at that, I'm not doing the set.
Yeah.
Because it's a weird thing where people like, they're just, everyone's so, oh God, it's a joke. It's a joke. And the Michelle Wolf thing and everyone else talks about it on every other podcast. But it's like, everybody's a calm the fuck down.
I know.
Yeah. Calm down.
It's true. Everyone's way too, which, okay. In that, with the whole Michelle Wolf thing, the what's her name? The troll woman that says things.
Are you talking about the press secretary, yes. Sarah?
Yeah. Yeah. She's a fucking troll. And I mean that in the
meanest way.
In all ways, the way she looks, her brain.
She probably knows everything a lot of about riddles.
Her. She lives under a bridge. Classic troll woman.
She knows riddles. I bet she could even grant wishes like the all-encompassing troll.
But that bullshit, everyone was so mad because she compared her to the mean bitch on Handmaid's Tale. And everyone was like, she called her ugly. That pissed me off in so many reasons because that joke had nothing to do with her appearance.
No.
Right.
Whatever the Miss whatever on Handmaid's Tale. Her whole character, she's evil and she's, but like that's, she's the, like a mouthpiece
right.
for like, to these girls from the administration.
Yeah.
That's what she was fucking referencing. And it pissed me off on, because first of all, they assumed she was attacking her appearance, which was not at all what the joke was. And Michelle Wolf came and straight up said, that's not what I was saying.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's also, okay, so now you're calling that actress ugly?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it was just like such a weird, like, so you're saying it's so offensive that she was physically compared to that troll beast was physically compared to that actress. Well, now you're saying it because that actress is so fucking gross.
Right.
Yeah.
Like it was the weirdest attempt and it would never be done if it was men.
Oh,
but
no.
That's besides the point. It was just like, for people to get that wrapped up in that thing.
Yeah.
I was like, how is anyone give a shit that much about this? And how are you misconstruing it that much?
Right. And yeah, it is a weird, and I really try not to lean on this, but I try to, Megan and I are like similar in this, in case you have never listened to the podcast or you just started listening right now.
Timestamp.
The thing with, neither of us ever lean on like, oh, it's hard being a woman or being a female comic or being a woman in the world. Like, we understand that there are differences and there are things that are challenges, but it's never like, well, they're being shittier to me because I'm a woman. I like try never to lean on that because that's, you're making an excuse instead of being like, because what if it's that you're not actually not qualified for the job? Or what if it's because somebody just doesn't actually like you? Or, you know, what if there are a lot
of other
reasons.
Which that's usually my problem. It's just people just don't like us.
Yeah. That's normally,
it has nothing to do with our ability. Our pussies. No. It's just, we are not likable folks.
Right. We walk in, they're like, if you could throw on mascara or the bra at this point, we'll take one or the other on either of you cunts.
If you could just leave too. If you could just please leave.
It's mostly just that we're not like, it has nothing to do with our genders.
Yeah.
Has everything to do with our personalities.
Yeah. Which is exactly. Which is so much better.
Right. Which is how I like it. But it is a weird, like, when it's two women, like the fact that it was Michelle Wolf saying that about a woman, and people's brains are like, oh, it's a cat fight. And they're like, that's really awful. And women should stick together. It's like, first of all, nobody needs to stick with anybody just because you look like them or in any way. It's like, if someone's a cunt, they're a cunt.
Yeah.
If, you know, it's like there's this weird, and I understand that it's natural to form in groups and I get that, but it's such a weird thing. I feel, especially as a chick, especially in the last couple of weeks, just with different like projects I've been working on and different conversations I've had with chicks like that are within the comedy or entertainment community, especially with the sex work stuff and with the sexual assault survivors. And I'm, you know, and I'm not going to name names. I'm not like angry about it, but it's just where I've had to really draw hard lines in the sand where I have to be like, if I don't fall in line and agree with every single thing that these people say,
right,
then it's like, I'm not a feminist.
Exactly. Which is bullshit.
It's crazy. It's so over the top that you can't have. And then, and that's the thing is like, and even with Michelle Wolf getting up and like Megan and I come off like real wild like outlaw women with hammers in our tits.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's more, it's not so much the things we say or how we think. It's the fact that we come across as outlaw women because we have weapons in our bodies.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Cause we're smuggling weapons and usually a fifth of whiskey in anywhere we go.
Yeah. And no, we're always dressed like old timey cowboys.
Yeah.
I mean, I
the
know
spur, you- and the spurs are not helping. We should take this.
Oh, that'd feel good on these bug bites right now. If I just had a boo with a spur on it and just really geez, get in there.
That
That feels good though. That just to pop it open.
A spur just in your body.
Mm. Yeah. Acupuncture. We could do old timey acupuncture.
Spurs.
Just run it over their back.
Steven really looks like he wants to say something tonight.
No. You're just. No, I think I lost it. No, I think I was making a point about how, like, you guys get this tag of, like, you're both kind of, like, edgy outlaw. But like that's
yeah.
What
cowboys.
But that's what I love about
cowboys.
Your,
yes.
That's what
cowboys.
I love as a comedy
more
fan.
More specifically, horses. We're not the cowboys. We're big lumbering animals that knock
like,
shit over.
But we're not good at like taking people place to place or like delivering mail or carrying goods.
No.
But you'll call people out. And
by call people out,
you
mean we'll shit in the middle of the road when you're trying to go somewhere.
Oh Jesus.
We'll walk through a nice part of town and all of a sudden we're like, I gotta empty my body out of one end or the other.
Sorry, I just said it's a heavy meal followed by a chocolate malt. I've got to get this up in one clean ball.
It looks like you're about to spew like a 70s horror sci-fi movie, like animal out of your throat when you do that.
Well, thanks, Stephen, for I think kind of just attempting to say something nice to us. And then
I would try. I tried so hard.
All over
I was
it.
Really, it was really, you know, I was trying to use my straight white male privilege to.
Oh, it just must feel so
platform.
Good.
Well, I know. Well, you've been going to men's meetings. I want to do a checkup because I mean, let's really talk about because if we're being honest, we haven't talked to each other. We don't really check in, and we were gonna be have a heart to heart, but
week.
Let's do it on the fucking show. Let's get real.
Oh no,
what?
What's that mean?
What the fuck is going on with you? Always a place. Oh my god, I can't. If now is the one time when we're like, Steven, what's going on? And you're like, can you guys, quick, yell about your spur pussies or whatever? I wasn't really listening.
No, I've been having
you're moving.
I'm moving. I'm moving to Greenpoint, the
cool.
trendiest neighborhood.
I know.
New York
we all
City.
Follow you. If you're listening to this, you follow Steven on social media. So we're picking up what you're putting
yeah,
down.
Yeah, how are those Jay-Z shoes?
God.
You fucking douchebag.
Sorry. No, you know what it is?
He put it in a story so it would disappear. I'm learning about Instagram story, and that was a smart move, but we caught it, and we already made fun of you on the phone.
Look, you know. Look, you know what it is? I'm alone for the first time. This is the first time I've lived alone for 12 years.
And I just want to dance. I just want to dance.
It's just me and my Jay-Z sneakers. It's all I got left.
No, I'm just lonely. It's weird. It's fucking, it's crazy to go from living in this apartment where it's like comics in and out. Like I, you know, it was our apartment and now I'm in my own place. And I'm grateful that I found my own place moving out.
Yeah, that's
moving
awesome.
Out
you don't
fast,
have to have a roommate. That's great.
That was like the best thing. And I didn't think I could pull it off. It was like a miracle apartment. It's rent stabilized. It's like crazy luck with that apartment.
Who'd you kill to get it? You killed somebody.
It was literally like I walked in on the day where the guy was like someone referred me to him. And the guy was like, you're the guy. Like, it was really crazy. It was a New York mirror.
It was actually a heroin addict who was dying. And so he killed him and assumed his identity. That's why he's like,
I pulled it off.
Well, the reason that's why he just walked into the apartment. The guy was shooting up heroin. He saw the needle. Steven passed out. Then that guy disappeared to go get more heroin, died. And then Steven was in the apartment. He's like, I guess it's mine now.
And that's how you get a rent stabilized apartment in New York City.
Absolutely.
It's take that note, much kids. Of a fucking miracle.
So you got this place. You're alone for the first time.
I'm alone for the first time. And I've been moving by myself because, you know, all right, I'm fucking 37. And so my friends are like,
he finally did it.
Yay.
But my friends have fucking families and careers and kids. And they're like, they've been helping me out. They're
Are you saying we're not friends?
No. We're friends. But you guys aren't helping me move. You know what I mean? Like, it's
you didn't ask us to.
Yeah.
Because I'm too proud.
Sebastian was fucking around in my dishwasher. He'll help.
Sebastian's
yeah, he's
help me
itching
move.
For something to do.
Yeah.
I should have
put dishes
Sebastian.
Away. I know.
Yeah. No, it's fucking crazy. It's this whole thing is crazy.
Yeah.
And the fans have been really sweet and nice. And Christina called me out for sexting with a fan because that was a mistake that I made.
Whoa. What? This is hot goss. Wait, what happened?
Well, so, okay. The day we broke up, right?
This is good. Now, if you are listening to this.
Have you not heard about any of this? No. Christina already called me out on Guys We Fucked, like, viciously.
No. So here's something. So when I have, like, because I don't listen to podcasts of especially so, like she's one of my best friends.
Yeah.
So I talk to her all the time and I don't, it's like a weird, cause it's the same reason with social media is weird. It's like, if you look at someone's vacation pictures and then comment on them, like the Jay-Z shoes thing is funny. Cause it's dumb that you have those and that you made a post. So like, obviously we're going to make fun of you about that.
Of course.
But it's creepy that there's already so much information.
Yes.
That it's like, well, we're already real friends. I'm going to talk to you on the phone. So I don't want to listen. Plus podcast. And even though like, I mean, yeah, again, this is all scripted and these are characters we're doing. It still is entertainment. So it's not it's never like the full real, you know.
Well, and the surreal thing about guys.
Except for with us, this is real and we're your friends and this is honest.
And thanks, we're your best friends and we love you. And hey, come over. Preston's making salsa.
Yeah.
And
guys, Megan really is not wearing a bra though, and her makeup does look good.
Guys We Fucked has always been really viciously honest, and like when that was good, I loved it. And then when it's bad, it's horrible.
So you got called. So you were sexting.
So here's what happened. Okay, so here's exactly what happened. I'll just fucking lay it out. So Christina broke up with me. You know,
lay it out like you wanted to lay out that listener. I'm making jokes. We have to make jokes. This is a funny show.
This is crazy.
So this is what happened. Because it's fucking insane. I mean, like, breaking up in public is one of the most insane things that could probably happen to anyone.
Yeah.
So I've been dreading having to actually, like, announce our breakup. Like, that fucking, like, the fear of the internet just being horrible was really eating me up. And I've been a mess about it. And so when it actually happened, the crazy thing was, like, I just got hundreds of DMs from fans where it was like the sweetest, nicest, like really the best shit on the internet.
Yeah.
No, not yet.
Underage pussy. So here was the thing that I didn't expect. To my Instagram.
Juiciest.
So there were
hairless, naturally hairless.
So there were about 15 to 20 women that slid into my DMs, and you could always tell because all they said was, hey. They just said it was like beautiful 20 something women. Hey, that was all they said. And I was like,
hey,
what? Hey.
Hey. And I was like,
hey, I was a cheerleader in high school.
Hey, I was a cheerleader. You could tell that they were going to try to fuck me because all they could say was, hey, because they're too dumb to type any more than that. Yeah. I was like, ah, the ones that can only spell one word. Those are the ones trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
We're doing a joke. Relax. So keep going. So what happened?
So
I honestly, I'm not bullshitting you, Steven. I do not know any of this.
What happened was, so I shut them down for the most part. I was like, because my move is immediately.
How
like,
do you shut down someone saying, hey?
Here, I'll tell you exactly. I'll tell you exactly how I do it. Because I can tell that there's like a type. And I'm like, I'd be like, hey. And I'm like, what does hey mean? And they'd be like, oh, I've been through a breakup and I really identify with you. And they would try and like hit on me very blatantly.
And their picture is them just in like a My Chemical Romance shirt. Being like,
it's a 2003 MySpace photo.
Yeah.
Listeners, for those of you who were born in 2003. MySpace was a social media 2.0.
Megan, you know what's coming back? It's all about the swoopy hair. Anyway, so after they hayed, then they would tell me their story about their breakup and why they identified with me. And then I would ask them about their breakup, and that would shut things down. Because then they'd be like, oh, you want to have serious conversations? Cool.
See, we're right. We're not. See how boring?
I would bore them to death. Yeah. And so what happened?
Especially like a 22-year-old girl, just like, oh,
tell me about the arc of your relationship. It's like, oh, Jesus Christ.
That was how I shut it down.
Their social media is just deleted immediately. They don't even. It's like, well, I'm out. I'm joining a nunnery.
I saw this report, and they were like, teenagers are committing suicide at higher rates, and they have more suicidal ideation than people are like. And I was like, oh, it's probably because of social media in general. But it looks like it might be specifically Steven, just like,
no.
It's just in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's just like, in the past 2 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
People are like,
please.
Hey, and he's like, tell me about your breakup. And they're like, I can't do this anymore.
I give up.
No.
I'm a hot 22-year-old. I was just trying to get some dick, and this motherfucker wants to talk. He wants to interview me.
That's how you wind up in relationships. All the people that ask me about, like, how do you wind up in a relationship with a porn star? That's how you talk too fucking much. So,
or you like them as a person. I don't know. That's my theory on it.
Right.
But. I know.
I mean, my relationship, I got locked into my relationship because he was trapped in a cage in the downstairs of a Petco. So there are different ways for everybody. Different ways for everybody. You can fall in love and be happy. You can bore somebody into submission, and then they just wake up 2 years later and they're like, are you done talking yet?
Yeah.
Oh God, where am I?
How much time has passed?
How old are you? How old am I?
Oh God.
Okay. So there was
this one girl. So there was one girl who was like 20 something. She was like, hey, I've been in a really heavy relationship. Texting me at 3 a.m. when I'm sleeping up in our loft.
Your phone number texting you?
No. Just texting me on Instagram. DMing me. She slid into my DMs. She very literally slid into my DMs.
Stop saying that. You're 37.
It sounds gross.
I'm so,
sorry.
Doesn't it feel good that he finally said it? Because like we've known and the listeners have known because we all know basic math skills.
I'm really trying to come to terms with all this. I'm really trying.
Yeah, and even DM just sounds weird.
Coming out of like a disgusting old 37-year-old man is just like,
okay. DM, I mean, and I guess it's like how kids
Steven,
talk.
I'm fucking kidding. Jesus.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm real.
Slide into my DMs.
With you.
I know.
If you were 27, I would tell you don't say that because it's gross.
Yeah.
It's nothing to do with your age.
It does sound gross.
Okay, so you guys are messaging back and forth. You're up in the loft.
This girl, I'm up in the loft. I'm I am bummed. Like, I am super depressed. Like, whatever. And this woman starts messaging
That is kind of shit. You're already sad. And then you're just like, and I don't mean to laugh because you found a new apartment and everything's going to be great.
Right.
As if you've listened to the show, we've all gone through real shitty things. Megan and I did the stuff with your mom with my apartment where we were... Both times where it's like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened. I don't know. I can't wake up the next day. I want to die. But it's kind of nice because now it's you and it's not, so I can laugh about it.
But,
it
but it's kind of nice because it's not me.
So it's nice to be out of it and then it's you because how fucking sad. So as much as you act like you're emo, you're never going to kill yourself because if you were going to do it, it would have been that night. You're 37 in the apartment where you lived with your girlfriend for years, and you don't even get to sleep on the couch. You're sleeping,
in the loft. Which, yeah, it's like a
messaging
terrible
messaging some 20-something-year-old on Instagram.
Because I can't sleep. I haven't been able to sleep for weeks, and that's why, like, I'm up, and I can't sleep, and, like, this girl just started fucking, she was really blatant about it, and she was really clear, and she's like, hey, I'm gonna be straight up with you, I like sexting with strangers, I'm super hot, and I was like, you are an adult woman, send me a video that says like you are what you say you are. Cool.
Wait, a video of her?
Yeah,
do you have like
you
a notary public?
Yeah, exactly.
I want a notarized letter. If I could get legal consent.
If I could get a video of your parents.
That's where we're at right now. This is what the Me Too era has done to me. I'm like, if I could just get.
So you sexted
notarized...
with a girl and jerked off in a loft.
Yep. That is.
I just want to get it all real clear.
Let's make it real sexy because it is the evening show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, welcome back. Oh, yeah. This is Jammers.
Jammers after dark.
I'm just crying. Just crying, jerking off.
Okay. So here's my question. How the fuck does anyone know about this?
So here's what happened. So Christina and I have been having a really hard time because we're in that phase where like we need to hate each other enough to like never want to talk to each other again. I feel like we're just pushing against each other and it's gotten bad. Like there's just a lot of shit and we just need to be mad and cut off from each other for a while. And so what happened was we've been trying to be cool, especially when I was living here, as I'm moving out, doing all this stuff. And So we were hanging out, and she wanted to come and see my new apartment. So we hung out one night, and I took her over, and we were talking about, like, okay, this is how I can set it up and whatever, because she's much better at that stuff than me, and we've done that for
years. And you were like,
so
I'm going to paint these white. I jerked off in front of a video to one of your fans.
No, so what happened was...
I jerked off in the loft.
So, and my cum's still up there.
So Christina's been hooking up with this comic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so
this is public on
this is public.
Her
she
podcast.
Talked about this on Guys We Fucked. It was really upsetting for me to listen to. I tried not to listen to it. I failed. So she's been hooking up with this comedian. So she was like, she asked me, she was like, have you hooked up with anyone? And I was like, no. And she was like, I was like, have you hooked up with anyone? And she was like, yeah. And she was kind of coy about it. And then she told me who she hooked up with. And it was fine. But it was upsetting because they're, you know, marginally famous and. It's cool. The worst part is that someone that I'm like, oh, they're very funny.
Oh, yeah. No, he's very funny and nice and very hot. No.
Yeah. Like, it's not someone that I'm like, oh, that person. I'm like,
no, it's not like, oh, that's a like, rebound. You're like, oh, fuck it. Fuck.
Fuck. Yeah.
Wait, who is it? Bleep
no,
it.
I guess. So,
and we really did bleep that.
Whoa, it's getting bleeped. Don't
this
worry.
Is currently also being bleeped.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a hard cut. Anyway, so when she told me that, man, just fucking internal. I was so upset. Like, but I know I was playing it cool because you're trying to, you know, be
win.
You're trying to win the breakup,
right?
You know, and so I was like, yeah. I was like, it's really crazy because like when that happened and the episode came out or whatever, it was like I got all these supportive messages from the fans and it was really sweet. And then I got like 15 or 20 women that were just like straight up just hunting for D on Instagram. You know, and she was like, did you like act on any? I was like, well, I was bummed enough that I told her straight up. And I was kind of a dick about it because I was trying to hurt her back and it was shitty. And I feel very regretful about that. But that is what I did. And then she called me out on it on Guys We Fucked, which
really
made me feel like shit because it's like you're actively hooking up with someone. She talked about how she fucked this person in our apartment and then had to go get plan B on Guys We Fucked. And she gave me shit for sexting with a fan. And I shouldn't have sexted with one of her fans. That was a fucked up thing to do. It's a fucked up, weird thing to do. Like, I shouldn't have done that. I regretted it. I cut it off. I'm being an adult.
The sexting or your dick?
Yeah.
Everything.
Which one?
I cut it off.
Now for my head, I'm severing through my neck right now.
Now for the record, I will sex with a 13-year-old girl. As a fan of this show. Megan
when
and
do
I
you, when do you sex with anybody?
Right. The sexing is like
it's a weird it's different.
I do not like it. I do not like it.
Yeah.
I've literally never done it.
It's so dumb.
Because it's so stupid. To well,
I don't even never... like to. I don't even phone sex. I can't even like
you know
get
what,
into.
Though? It's not something you do in relationships. It's something you do when you're flirting. Because Christina was talking about it this week, how she's like sexting with this person and sending nudes and all this thing. And it's like, well, yeah, you don't do that when you're in a relationship because you're a fucking adult and you can just fuck and do weird shit in real life.
No, I mean, that's not, no, see, that's, I will actually, let me go back on this. I have like, if that sexting is like, oh, I'm going to do this or that to you. It's so dumb. The only time that I've sent text messages like that or sexted, only time I've ever done it is when I am on the way with the person I'm going to fuck. So I actually exclusively do it with someone I'm fucking,
yeah.
Either on the way to fuck them to like get ourselves revved up because I'm going to fuck them or afterwards.
Yeah.
But never just someone. Yeah. So I guess, cause I'm trying to think, no, I can think of one guy specifically where it's like, you know, like, oh, if we're going out that night, yeah. Or it, like, I'll like send a picture of my post, like at the gym or something like that. And then like, we just do gross shit to each other. That way when we show up, it's like, can we just, is everybody horny? Let's fucking get this over with so we can eat cheese. That's my goal with any date.
It's just getting it over with to eat cheese.
Yeah. I'm like, let's just knock this out so we can eat and just fart.
Yeah.
See, that's the great fart thing about, you know,
being an
why
adult.
Preston's so great because we just do the eating cheese and farting part.
See, that's
do we don't like have to sext anybody.
Like a mature couple.
Yeah.
I'm just like, hey, babe, can I rub my butt on you? And he's like, ugh. And then we just eat cheese and fart.
Wait.
And then have sex a couple months later.
Is that your move? Like you just do a little
butt
rub?
Oh, it's not sexy. It's not sexy. That was the first thing I said to him this morning.
It's very sexy in my head.
Yeah, I know. It sounds
you rub your butt on him?
No, I never do it. I just like threaten him.
See, that's a fucking relationship to me. That's that to me. I'm like, that's love. I get it.
Yeah, it is.
Hey, babe, I got a bug bite that I can't reach.
It's inside my pussy.
Yeah. You want to reach in there and...
You want to grab those boots with the spurs on the back and just kind of really wedge it in there? Thank you.
You want to dig in? Yeah, that's... You want to dig in? That's in a relationship. That's what we call the reverse cowgirl.
I am terrified. The thought of actually having to be single again, I'm like, fuck me.
Well, it's not having to be single. You are single.
I know.
So. Yeah.
But
we already talked about this. I think you need to just be alone for a while.
That. I know. That's why I mean, the sexing thing, I'm like, this is perfect. Cause I'm not, what am I going to do? Fucking go hook up with someone at a bar. And she was real straightforward. She was like, I'm coming out of a breakup of 5 years or whatever. And like, I don't want to hook up with anyone at bars. So this makes sense for me. And I'm like,
I guess I get it, but it's like watch porn.
No, that's my thing. I just don't get it.
Especially if you're not going to see them.
You know what? It honestly, like it, this is fucked up, but it helped my headspace because I was so low that I was like, okay, this random person being attracted to me, like it makes me feel better in a way that porn does not. Like
first
I needed
all,
that at that moment.
I'm not saying you're not attractive. You're very handsome.
I know.
Just because that doesn't mean she finds you attractive. She could have
maybe
just, like, I'm just like, that's
totally. Who knows? It could be a random dude somewhere. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
What the fuck do I know?
That's the other thing with sexting or like the whole internet-y things.
Yeah.
I just don't get it. Like, we have a couple of people that follow us on Jammer's Instagram that I'm convinced are catfish, and I will fucking, we will talk about this after and I will pull them up because I am
really
convinced. Huh. Convinced.
Who? What?
I'll pull it up.
Okay.
We'll go into this. We'll get Neve and Max on the next step.
Oh no, we can't because Neve they canceled that show because he was accused of sexual misconduct. Like
what? Was it with Max? Because Preston's very sure that they are in a committed romantic relationship together.
Wait, who is this?
No, the show Catfish.
Oh, the Catfish
dude, Nev,
yeah,
the guy that's like
that.
Real. He's like the skeevier, pervier one to me. Like I can pick up on those vibes.
I was gonna say that's a real.
He's the
one or two. Like
he's the
dark
haired skeevy one.
Yeah, they're not the gray haired skeevy one.
Yeah, but
he made that. Oh, he made that bad movie with what's his dumb face?
What
about a DJ?
Well, oh, I'm sorry. What is this now?
Oh, is that the?
Yeah,
that,
see, that's where I'm like, which one's the skeevier one?
Dude, the where it was like his DJ movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The kid from High School Musical?
You're right.
Ripped abs. Oh, like ripped, like muscular. I thought you were trying to make a callback. Like ripped abs. Like he had bug bites on it and then he tore them off.
And then he grabbed his spurred boots and just really got in there.
Is it shredded? He has this shredded. It was like a cowboy stripper with like shredded abs. And then he comes out and they're like, oh, that was all very literal. We thought those were like euphemisms. No. His abdomen is shredded.
No, he does not look well. He should be in a doctor's office right now.
And it took him 4 months to get here because he was writing Megan and Wendy.
and they just will not stop the whole way. Wait. This is...
So Nevis,
hold
he
on.
Got...
This is...
So he apparently, a chick like four seasons in, she was like gay. And he kept, while they were like off camera, he was just like, so you're gay? Like, have you ever been with a dude? And she's like, but I'm a lesbian. And he's like, are you sure? Maybe you just haven't been the right guy. Like, I got a big dick. I would tear your ass up.
Line.
And she was like, And so the show got completely canceled. So we got to find someone else to find out if these Instagram jammers people are catfish. And I know just the people to do it. Us.
I was going to say Preston, because he's watched a lot of that show.
Hammer tits and pussy guns are on the case. But the social media, and the other thing too, with anything social media and with, especially with sexting, this is why I can't get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I can't tell you how many times I have sent a text to a man and be like, oh my God, babe, I miss you so much. Like, I can't wait to see you, while I am having drinks and or dinner or possibly laying in bed with a different man.
Right.
So that to me would be the opposite of, ooh, that makes me feel good. It's just like, because I know it's all bullshit. That's what I'm trying to tell you, kids.
It's just like, I don't get it. It just does nothing.
Well,
for
but
me.
I think it's like any kind of sexual connection that you have with someone. Like if you have that trust there, where you like if you're in a relationship and it's like a new thing and it's first year or whatever, and it's very flirtatious and you know what it is and you're not able to be together and you know what you're doing, you know what I mean? Like, and it right. feels honest, then I think it works and it makes sense. But you know, I think with you, where it feels disingenuous or you know, or like it would feel out of character for you and Preston to. It would have felt out of character for me and Christina. It would, like, if
oh,
she
I want to. I desperately wish that I didn't have to look at your dumb faces right now because I would grab my phone and send him a sext right now just to see what happens. Because he.
Oh please! I think this is a great jam session.
Just pull a titty out. Pull one of these hammer tits out. And just like,
oh my god! Is that what?
This he's like, babe. Turn. What is he's like, babe? I can't make out this picture. He's trying to say, do you need to like hang a picture? I'm confused. Yeah. Do we need to do
he's
home
like,
repairs?
What's wrong? Do we need to knock a hole through the wall? Why'd you send me this udder? Why'd you send me this picture of like an udder?
Right.
With like a rubber nipple at the end of it. This is very. Is this a baby bottle? Is this? Yeah. You just send me a picture of an actual baby bottle?
Or is this? Are you planning for your Halloween costume? Is this one of those giant funny cows?
Why does it have a bikini tan on it? It's so weirdly specific. This is strange. Is that a mole?
I mean, what do you think you could honestly send Preston that he would be like?
Is that a mole? Oh my God, is that a bug bite?
Babe, you want me to grab the Spurs? Is that why you sent me this picture? You need me to come out with the Spurs right now? What could I send Preston that would be sexy? Literally nothing.
Food.
We've been together 5 years.
It's
just both our personalities. It's both our personalities. Like if he sent me a picture of his dick, I would be like, you are mentally ill. What's wrong with you?
Well, but I think that's true. I mean, I think that's just your personalities. Like, I think you can make that whatever you want and it's going to be different with every single person, you know?
Yeah. Like I just could never. Yeah. Like no. Like when we first started, I think I like sent him a picture like a bikini when he was gone one time. Like I was at the beach with my friends and I like pushed my boobs together in a bikini.
Yeah.
But I would never send him a picture of my tits.
I mean, Christina and I would get kind of flirty if we were like away for each other for weeks on end on FaceTime or something. But it was always kind of silly.
No.
FaceTime is a nightmare. FaceTime is at the end of that. FaceTime is what's killing the bullshit where you could bullshit your way through phone sex because like I want to look at you and you're like, oh, I'm like, especially in a long distance relationship because it's like, oh, cool. You're going to be gone. I won't see you for 2 weeks. That means I can like get fat and like just be gross. And then 5 days before you get back, whip it back into shape. And they're like, I want to FaceTime. You're like, can I just send you a video of somebody else?
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Can I just send you a video of me as a toddler? Right. I was so thin.
It's
like a picture of me at a soccer anyway as a soccer game. Look at those legs.
Yeah. Check out those gams.
I know. Look at even back then, huh? Look at you pulling some sweet tail. I only have sex with pedophiles.
We're picking up the theme, Wendy.
Yeah, this has been a long-running theme now.
It does. It does seem to come back around.
I know. Well, I'm trying to have a through line, you know? If we're going to try to take the show, we got Starburns is now...
With our characters.
Right.
It's nice.
And this is what this episode is all about, right? Like, we're building, we're growing. Like, what about
we're
you guys?
We're just trying to... Jesus. Well, you talked about... No, we did want to let you talk about this because...
Thank you.
We've had people want to know.
I guess they do.
And that
no one. No one's asked me anything. People are just like, God.
Well, this is... It's not that they want to know. They go, what the fuck is wrong with Steven? And I'm like, let me find out for you.
Sorry.
Hold on. We'll do an episode about it. No. And they're like, but we still want to hear about your gross bodies. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, man, no. We'll shove that in there. Just like we shove gross stuff into our gross body.
Yep. We'll shove that in the conversation just like we shove it into our loved ones' mouths. Just
let me just hammer
open.
This. Oh, God.
Well,
babe,
I'm
sorry.
I know. We have to force feed our gross genitals to our lovers because we don't want to be the only ones vomiting. We're like, someone else has to throw up in this relationship.
Yeah, so you're constantly shoving your pussy in Sebastian's face.
Right. Yeah, no, things are good. It's seeing this is where everyone's like, we're moving through. But it's good to sometimes, especially because we really do these challenges and try to like, you know, not be gross assholes.
Well,
I mean, I think we do
each time we do the challenges. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's
Stephen
okay.
for once is right
that.
There. He just, yeah.
But we still do them, but it's good to like stop and do like a check-in and kind of take a breather. Yeah,
especially
because of the
week.
Show. It's been a year and I know you had a crazy week.
We don't want any more of us getting the vapors.
I know. We don't need anyone. Yeah, you were passing out and vomiting. It was a real crazy week for all of us.
It was a hell of a trip. Hell of a trip.
Jammers was in retrograde.
Gross. Talk about vomiting. Yeah. Don't even know to put a finger down my throat. You just said retrograde.
And I know.
Like, oh, God.
Wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on. Once more, you are, and you're hearing my heart, and my heart will go on and on.